and welcome to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Today we'd like to share a welcome and call to worship presented by Jeremy Nafziger on July 4th, 2010.
Welcome to all of you. Today, on the 234th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, we think about what it means to be citizens of two kingdoms. We consider this in light of the story of Samson, a violent, flawed person chosen by God as a hero of his people. Samson's birth was announced by an angel. He was the strongest person alive. He killed a lion with his bare hands. Then he killed his in-laws. There must be a few dozen things you can use the jawbone of an ass for, other than killing 1,000 Philistines, but that's what Samson used it for. Later, he became a judge over Israel for 20 years, and when he was finally captured after a night with a prostitute, he gave away the secret of his strength and sacrificed himself to bring down a temple with thousands more Philistines inside. This is part of the story of God's people, given to us in our Holy Scriptures. Like Samson, these United States are our heritage. While we think of Samson as being on our side, we often think of our nation as being on the other side. There was a time when Mennonites stayed away from politics completely, ending approximately when my grandmother registered to vote against Ronald Reagan's re-election. That's no longer the rule. Some of us could rightly be called activists, and almost all of us vote. This is our home. It's no less our country than it is anyone else's. There's nothing that says a Christian cannot care about his or her country. The test is allegiance, living in but not being of. Under whose banner are you counted? Which pledge do you pledge? There's no question that the United States has given us any number of wonderful things. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Baseball. The 4th of July itself. Peaceful transfer of power. And the Blue Ridge Mountains. Atop those mountains is the Shenandoah National Park. But did you know that when it was founded, the government forced the park's inhabitants, and there were many, to sell their land and move away from their churches, farms, and livelihoods? Those who refused had their houses burned before their very eyes, and even those inhabitants were not the first who were forced to give up that ground. Just blocks from here, we're encouraged to see new businesses and activity in Northeast Harrisonburg. But the reason that quarter of the city has been dormant for so long is the shameful legacy of urban renewal that forced black residents from their homes in the 1950s. Many of those families had lived there since their ancestors were first freed from slavery, another chapter of our country's life we just as soon forget. The good and the bad in these stories are ours, insofar as we are citizens of this country. And they are no less ours because we are first citizens of God's great heaven. No less ours when we claim that this world is not our home, even though that is also true. Let our greatest concern then, as a wise president said, be not whether God is on our side, but whether we are on God's side. Let's pray. God, through your church, your manifold wisdom is made known to the rulers and authorities. In Christ and through our faith in him, we approach you with freedom and confidence. For this reason, we kneel before you alone, that out of your glorious riches, you will strengthen us with power through your Spirit, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. We pray for the power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. And now to you who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, be glory throughout all nations and generations, forever and ever. Amen. Our hymns today have historical ties to the United States of some kind. Several even have secular or nationalistic roots and have been adopted and adapted by the church to forward our worship of our Lord. Blue, number 108 in the blue hymnal, jawbone of an ass almost fell down here, sorry. Matthias Keller was a German immigrant who wrote this tune with some patriotic words as his entry in a national hymn contest during the Civil War. He won the $500 first prize, and he arranged a concert of this and others of his works in New York. It was a flop, and he lost most of the prize money, and his brother, who had put up additional funds for the concert, lost his house. But Keller had better luck in Boston, where this song was a fixture of band concerts for many years. The original first verse by Keller in his second language is about as inoffensive as national hymns get. Speed our republic, O Father on high, lead us in pathways of justice and right. Rulers as well as the ruled, one and all, girdle with virtue the armor of might. The words in our hymnal are by a Scottish minister, written at about the same time that Keller wrote the tune, but not with his tune in mind. Let's stand.
Listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is a setting of John Wesley's text, Jesus, I Believe You're Near, composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nafziger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.